Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be drilling into a company which is at the forefront of what could potentially be a groundbreaking technology in the charging of our devices as well as other technologies. The company is called Magnetica. It's aiming to lead the way in wireless power transfer, so that we're providing power to devices but looking at greater ranges, and that's the particularly interesting element of that. They are on CrowdCube at the moment. They're very near their target of €250,000 at 94% at the moment, so that's going very well and has been met by strong investor demand. We're going to be talking about the company and then getting into the crowdfunding campaign. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by the CEO of Magnetica, Eugenie Lagostera. Eugenie, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. So really looking forward to this podcast, Eugenie, because it's a very interesting technology. But before we do it and we start getting into the details of the market and the market opportunity, please would you be able to give listeners a brief introduction to Magnetica, the history, when it started, and a little bit about the market, please?
Sure. Magnetica was founded in 2018. Here in Barcelona. We're located and have been located in Barcelona in the Pier 1 Barcelona Tech City. And Magnetica is born after the development and the research that our CTO, Mohamed Saad, did in his PhD thesis, together with our professor, Eduard Alarcón, which is the scientific advisor of the company. And he was working on magnetic resonant technology, and he has been doing research for many years. And together with Naptilus Tech Labs, the venture builder here in Barcelona, they decided to found a company. And since then, we've been preparing the technology, researching, doing patents, regarding this technology to offer greater flexibility and a groundbreaking technology for new devices and vehicles. And well, I recently, well, some 6 years ago, I joined a company, and very, very happy to be here. I come from the micromobility business, from the micromobility market. And I was on a sharing company called Rebuy. I was the director of R&D, and very happy. And I'm very passionate, and I'm very looking forward to making this technology like something big in the future.
Before we go on, I think it would be good if you just could explain in very simple terms, Eugenie, what the technology is that Magnetica have developed and how a consumer could actually use it.
Sure. Magnetica technology is based on magnetic resonance for wireless power transfer, which is basically translated to charging devices or powering devices. And the main difference compared to other technologies like inductive charging with the standard chi that we all know, with which we use for charging our smartphones, or other technologies like radio frequency. This technology takes, we could say, the best of both worlds, offering an efficient at higher distances and also safe technology that we could say that it could be used for even powering devices as we are doing now with our smartphones, but at larger distances, and even introducing this technology to products that we have never thought about charging wirelessly, because it can enable charging at distance in a safe way, and also with higher efficiencies, which also reduce the loss of energy and decrease also the cost of energy that it's being lost, of course. So for example, we could apply this to, as I said, to smartphones, enabling the charging at distance while we're using them, for example, over a table, while we are on a meeting, we could leave the phone, whatever, or we could even grab it and use it at a certain distance and even charging it without problem in movement. And all the devices that could be being used as a, for example, the smartwatches or any other type of device, in this case, personal device, that could be used near one of our transmitters that include our technology.
Fantastic. So just a quick question. I mean, does this have the potential to maybe power electric cars?
Yeah, in fact, the technology that is being used for powering electric cars from above the car, it's magnetic resonant. But this we are not for now focusing on this higher powers. We are mostly focusing on small devices or micro mobility vehicles that require less power. But the technology can be applied to these ranges of power, and we have in our roadmap the development for higher power and introducing our technology also to this sector. Sure.
Thank you. So you obviously mentioned there that, you know, this is a market which is gaining some traction at the moment. I mean, people will be familiar. I mean, you can go into McDonald's and put your phone on the side and have it charged. So this is something that's out there at the moment. But of course, you're adding that distance into it, which is very, very important. I mean, how does Magnetica compare, you know, as a company and its products and its technology to other players out there in the market? What makes you stand out?
Yeah, so as I said, compared to other technologies, we have these benefits in terms of distance, efficiency, and safety. But also, if we compare ourselves to other companies in magnetic resonant technologies that are based, we have a patent that enables the highest efficiency possible by correcting in the receiver side the resonant frequency. Basically, it's adapting to the movement between the device and the charger to reach the maximum efficiency possible, to lose as lower as the least energy possible as possible. So we could say that we guarantee the maximum efficiency in these moving situations to enable as much distance and as much flexibility as possible when having moving devices or introducing this kind of flexibility.
Thank you. So you've outlined there the technology, the applications, and we did mention that this is a fast moving market at the moment. So Eugenie, it would be good to hear, and I think this is something that investors or potential investors would be interested in hearing more about, what Magnetica are doing to stay ahead of the curve to some extent. How are you helping to create a moat for Magnetica? Maybe speak, if you could, a little bit about the team, some of your technologies, the patents that you have. That would be great.
Sure. So I would say there are three main things. One is the team. One is focusing and working with universities, and we work mainly with the University Polytechnica of Catalonia, and we participate in different projects in the telecommunications and electronics departments of the University of Catalonia. Also, we collaborate with the Egypt University of Aswan, because one of our engineers and the CTO are from there and studied there too. So we have also some collaboration with them. So one is a lot of this team, hiring people that are working on this technology, top engineers that know and are passionate about this technology and want to be involved in this, and to keep increasing the team with top engineers. This is a crucial part. On the other hand, is continuously doing R&D, because as you said, the market is evolving rapidly. There will be new applications, new use cases, new needs, and we need to continuously develop new solutions, doing continuously R&D. But at the same time, we need to do business, and we need to have revenue and keep selling our solutions and our services. So what we are doing, and we will continually doing so, is doing partnerships for extending our business model, which is basically doing licensing of the technology. We don't want to be manufacturers of one or two products, but mostly integrating our technology that can apply to multiple sectors and multiple solutions and use cases, letting these companies integrate them and apply them to the products that they think fit best. And in our case, it's just like a royalty service or a revenue share per manufacturing product or per product sold. So very important for us to keep having partnerships in different sectors and also industrial partners that can help us on the commercialization and manufacturing part. So that's what we've been doing recently.
Thank you very much. And that actually leads on very nicely to my next question, Eugenia, because you have started to outline there the revenue models for Magnetica. And sort of looking now, I think we should probably start to focus more on the company, the commercial prospects, the target markets that you're looking for, and what size of a market you see these markets. So you alluded to there that your revenue models could be including partnerships, royalties, as well as standalone products. But in terms of specific markets, I think this is going to be key for some investors. Which specific markets are you targeting? And what is the growth potential? You know, what do you see the potential to be for whether it's your royalties or products, but your overall revenue side of things for this business in terms of growth going forward?
Yeah. So in the overall global wireless power transfer market, we could say that we are around $40 billion right now, and it is expected to be at 170 in 2027. This includes not only electric vehicles, micromobility, consumer electronics, construction, smart home technologies. It includes a lot of sectors in which it applies or it is expected to apply wireless power technologies. In our case, what we are basically mostly focusing is on one side is transportation and basically micromobility. There is a need for introducing stations in public spaces for example, for sharing services like scooters or e-bike services. And one of the problems that the companies, like sharing companies are having or station manufacturers are having is vandalism by having contact solutions or cabled solutions for charging the vehicles. Because charging the vehicles, it's a need regarding the cost of operation that not having so, it includes changing battery shopping and all this type of operations include a lot of cost, and having a station in which you can charge the batteries, it's something needed. So having wireless charging solution is a more compact solution, less friction for the user, and also safer, because there's nothing exposed in terms of cables or something that the user can be harmed potentially. So this is one side, and we are partnering with different companies to extend and integrate our solutions to the market, either in the sharing or the particular use. On the other hand, we are also partnering with autonomous systems companies, or we could say drone companies or mobile robotic companies, that there is also a need for wireless charging solutions, because most of these robots, either drones or mobile robots that are in a warehouse or are doing deliveries over the air or are doing some kind of inspection on the air, require some type of autonomous charging solution, and not having maintenance from an operation worker that is doing the changing of the batteries, the replacement there, or is cabling the vehicle, right? So having this autonomous charging system goes well and extends the work capability with these autonomous vehicles. So we could say these are the two main markets that we're exploring. But at the same time, there's a third that we are continuously working on it, which is the consumer electronics. Either integrating our technology to a manufacturer of electronic components that can sell our designs and our technology to anyone through an electronics distributor, for example, to integrate later this to any type of electronic device, either it's a smartphone or it's an IoT device, anything that can later be integrated to electronic devices, either it's low power or higher power, but this type of sector.
We're going to go on and we're going to discuss a little bit later on in the podcast the reasons why that you're crowdfunding at the moment and how those funds are going to be deployed. But we've covered a lot of ground so far, Eugenie. So I think before we do that, it would be good if you could summarize for investors listening to this, what you've just described in terms of the technology and the market opportunity and why you feel at this point in time, Magnetica is a good option for investors looking to get in to this particular market?
Sure. On one hand, we have the market that is expected to increase in a CAGR of almost 22%. So it's going to be a higher demand for this type of technologies. There is going to be new innovations that will transform the way we understand wireless power transfer. And we are on this race, and we expect to revolutionize how we are charging our devices at the moment. We believe this is a good investment for investors that in the future, we expect to do either an acquisition of the company or an IPO or some kind of selling of the company so that we can increase a lot the value of the company that there is right now. And this is an early moment for them to be part of Magnetica, of this revolution of wireless power transfer. And what we see ourselves in we could say 5 years is with our technology integrated and in a lot of products in companies that have a global and big production that impacts end users and in an enormous way. This is how we expect to be in the future, and we assure that we'll be a bigger company with higher value and with a lot of impact in these sectors.
Thank you very much. So now let's focus, if we may, Eugenie, on the CrowdCube campaign, which I said at the beginning of the podcast is 94% funded in terms of the target of 250,000 euros, not very far away. And at the time of recording this, there was 13 days left on that campaign. So anybody listening to you and interested about knowing more about the crowdfunding campaign, do check out the notes to this podcast. There'll be a link through to CrowdCube where you'll be able to download some documents and get some more information. But let's get into it now, Eugenie, in terms of the why now elements of the CrowdCube campaign and also what those funds are going to be used on. So Magnetica, as you outlined, has a history. So why at this particular point in time are you going for the CrowdCube campaign, and how will those funds be deployed to achieve Magnetica's growth plan going forward?
Yeah, so basically it's the momentum. The momentum is right for one main reason, because we passed the prototype stage, we passed the development of our technology, of our patented technology, and it is the right moment to start doing business, to start doing partnerships, and to start integrating the technology to different products and companies. And it's the moment in which we need this push, this little help from investors. And we thought that CrowdCube was a great platform to also show ourselves a bit more. We are also in talks with VCs and business angels to help us also reach an investment of 1 million together with CrowdCube. And it's one of our platforms in which we believe it will help us reach this objective. And as I said, the main reason is the momentum. We are ready to integrate this technology to all these options and use cases. And with this money, what we want to do is on one hand is have resources, have more employees and team resources, and also increasing our laboratory for doing faster developments, and preparing for what I said before, for higher power solutions, for example EV electric vehicles and other solutions that require some better laboratories and equipment that at the moment we don't have.
Fantastic, thank you. So one last point now to finish off with you, Eugenie. Investors listening to this, excited by the prospect of the growth for Magnetica. I'm sure they'd be interested to hear what excites you the most as CEO of Magnetica, and knowing what's happening on the ground and knowing what your future growth plans are going to be. You know, in the immediate horizon, what is the most exciting development that you see Magnetica going into and taking advantage of?
I would say first of all, as in the business part, I would say what excites me most is doing partnerships and preparing the company for what's coming next. So doing these partnerships, we recently did a partnership with Primo Group, which is an automotive leader in magnetics in the unlock of the vehicle. They have 30-40% share of the total of the global market in automotive sector, and this is a key partner for us to have a colleague in the commercialization part. And at the same time, why we're here and why the team believes in Magnetica is mainly for the impact that it can give to the whole world. I mean, to be part of a company that can have this such impact in the lives of many people in different sectors, in the way we power our devices, our smartphones, our wearables, or other type of devices, but at the same time, how we are going to gives this all the flexibility in products that has not yet been created, like in the housing, in the smart tech industry, sorry, in the smart house industry, and also in how we power our micromobility vehicles or electric vehicles. It's really exciting to be part of this company and to be seeing progress week after week, and we can wait to see what's next in the future months. Every week there's something new. Every month there are new things that we see that are making progress and that we see demand and interested for our technology. So we can wait to see what's coming next.
Sounds like an exciting few years ahead of Magnetica. And for anybody listening to this and wants to know some more about Magnetica, there will be a link through to the CrowdCube page where you can find out more information about the crowdfunding campaign and download their deck and find out a depth of information. But there'll also be a link through to the Magnetica website where you can explore the product specifically in more detail. So, Eugenie, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you, and thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.